ad nauseum. Tonight, though, on ABC, it's the big Paula is a Whore show at 10 o'clock tonight. A lot of talk about Corey Clark in tonight's interview. What ABC did was release little snippets yesterday of what's going on. As it turns out, the sex tapes that they talked about are not sex tapes. The tape, the only tape that they actually have, as far as I can tell, is a tape of Paula Abdul calling this guy saying, "Don't say anything." Mm-hmm. That's the only tape they have.
And, you know, that could be she gave him a box of candy.
Now, you should know a couple of details. I hope it's not like a spoiler for you. But Corey Clark says, besides the fact that Paula Abdul helped him pick songs and his clothes and got his hair done, she took care of business. They had they had intercourse.
Relations.
Also, now this is the very interesting part. When he had a scratchy throat, she provided him with prescription cough medicine.
Oh, dear, like Elvis.
Hello. Oh, and here's a tape of Paula Abdul.
I'd like to try to do my latest record. I tried it last night and didn't make it.
Paula Abdul.
I don't know the words to it, so I had to read it.
Right.
We'll give it up. Just, you know, please forgive us.
Oh, man. Straight up, now tell me, do you really want to love me forever? I'm forever your girl.
I think you're going to be a star, honey. You're going to... You're going to be a big star.
Because you know, the best Elvis story, in my opinion, of all time is where he's got the 12-year-old girl up in the hotel suite, and he's got the big champagne flute glasses,
right.
And he gets out his prescription cough syrup, and that's what they drink?
They drink that until, of course, they both pass out, and she goes into a coma.
Yeah, but she came back.
Yeah.
Well, sort of. She was never the same, according to them. But
right. I think there was Elvis. I think she might have been 14.
So they don't,
12. Go on.
The important thing about this Paula Abdul tape tonight, it's not like the Pat O'Brien tapes.
Right.
Okay, it's not like Pat O'Brien calling for coke and hookers. Mm-hmm. It's Paula Abdul saying, shut up. Fox says that the only reason that they canned him was because of his police record. If they had told him about the police record up front, he wouldn't have been canned.
Mm-hmm.
So why did he go to ABC with the story? Because he's got a book.
Right.
I got to tell you, we're all going to watch it tonight, but I'm getting the feeling, the more that I'm finding out about this, they don't really have anything.
No, it sounds like it might be weak, and we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, actually, Paula had a statement.
Oh, all right, hold on.
Okay.
So, I don't pay attention to rumors. I don't pay attention to movie magazines. I don't read them.
Paula Abdul.
Why,
they're
Paula?
All junk.
They're all junk. Thank you, Paula. Mike, here's another great picture that you want to check out on our website.
Okay.
DonnaMikeWebsite.com. And I dedicate this to you.
Mike O'Mara.
My best buddy. No. No, really, you're going to like this.
Okay, good.
First, we all know that Bill Maher is an ass.
Yes.
And we hate him. At least I do. You're not a fan of Bill Maher, are you?
I'm not a non-fan. I'm not a non-fan just because of the politics of
you are going to like this.
Okay.
On principle alone, just as I do.
Right.
There was this chick, Coco Johnson, and she filed for palimony against Bill Maher. Went to court.
Yeah.
Judge said, go to hell.
Doesn't Bill Maher have quite the reputation as being an asshat with the ladies?
Well, yes. he allegedly had roughed her up a couple of times and, like, kicked her out of the car. But now, who hasn't done that?
Oh, God.
However,
who are we to judge?
However, the news is that she's not getting a dime from Bill Maher.
Wow.
And here's the most tasteful photo we could find of the young lass.
Wow.
And it's on our website.
Wow.
And he, of course, breaks Rob's cardinal rule.
And I see.
It's the mingling,
I
of the races.
I would have paid.
Oh, yeah. Here you go, Mike.
Thank you. Suitable for your wallet.
If you have a few extra bucks laying around, I hear here, Coco has her own website.
Really?
If you'd like to see more.
Do you have any idea what the website might be?
I would just Google Coco Johnson.
Coco Johnson.
C-O-C-O Johnson.
Wow.
Now, Buzz is doing it. Buzz is doing it right now.
Oh, yeah. Here she is now.
Oh, you got it?
Well, yeah, I'm clicking her link. Pardon the expression.
Clicking her link.
Wow.
Okay, Buzz. There she is.
There we go. There's more to be seen, but this is the first page that's come up. I love you, Coco.
All right. Hey, Rosie.
Hello!
Have you ever had anybody do that to you?
Yes.
You know, click on your link.
Yeah.
Okay, keep it down, Rosie. Please.
Oh, that is that.
Yep, and he's not coming back ever.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad you've accepted it.
Richard Gere.
How's
How's your gerbil?
Nope. Mm-hmm. Mike, this is why Rob and I were saying, how's your dystrophy?
Oh, dear. What, does he have it?
Jesus, these two.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen,
who knows what they're up to?
You should see these two. They are basically doubled over.
Imagine if Richard Gere had dystrophy. Oh. Man, I go see his next movie, I guarantee. If it was that Shall We Dance movie.
It would be Shall We Walk.
He'd just be drunk around. He'd like a rag doll.
What happened to him?
Okay. He was at that the thing that Laura Bush told the jokes at. The
White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Right. Yes. There are a couple of people.
An event we've never been invited to.
A couple of people there who have muscular dystrophy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they're, how are they? 15 and 17.
Okay.
And the one, they're both deaf. And they're both in wheelchairs.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl, she's like a trick boy. She got a tube to help her breathe.
Wow.
All they want to do is say hello to Richard Gere.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they've been invited from some Make-A-Wish or something from Google.com to this thing.
Right, and Richard Gere was one of the A-list celebrities there.
So, someone who is an in-between goes to Richard Gere and says, do you see these two kids over here with muscular dystrophy? Do you have time to come over and say hello?
Uh-huh.
Here is the quote from Richard Gere. Maybe later. You know, I'm hard of hearing and I have a bad hip. We all have problems.
Oh, wow.
Now,
how's that Eastern religion going for you, Richard?
Right. Yeah, go tell the Dalai Lama about
this. Right, exactly.
An hour later, somebody else comes and says, these two people, can you please just at least turn around and say hello to them? The quote from Richard Gere, may I please finish my dinner? Now, he did finally have his picture taken with them.
Right.
Uh-huh. You know how they made that happen?
How?
They blocked the door leading the room where they were having dinner with their wheelchairs.
Man, oh man.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
He's an asshat.
There you go. Now, the guy, the 17-year-old guy who is deaf, mm-hmm. so he had to do an interview that I read on the Daily News Online, says, I really liked Chicago, and I wanted to meet him. I thought he would be nice. He was rude.
Oh, wow.
My sister wanted to come to the table more than I did. It is disappointing. And here's the worst part about this. Yeah. Like, it can't get worse for Richard Gere.
Mm-hmm.
You know who? Richard Gere just spit on these people with dystrophy. You know who was very nice to them?
Who?
Constantine from American Idol.
Oh, sure.
They said, Constantine, there were two people that made up for the fact that Richard Gere was such a jerk.
Right.
One of them was Donovan McNabb of the Eagles.
Good.
And the other was Constantine.
Constantine Maroulas.
Wow. That jerk Constantine.
Wow. All right. Well, that's the, you know, it's the newfound celebrity. Give him a little time to be. Of course, then again, this is the only celebrity he's going to have.
Right. Mike, you like Angelina Jolie?
Do I?
And you know she goes both ways.
She talks about it, too.
Yeah, now if you get into the new Vanity Fair.
Yeah, I got to get that.
Okay, well, you're going to want to read this. Here's a quote. Angelina Jolie says, ever since I dated a woman, I know what it is to grab a curve.
Yeah.
Skinny's not right when the lights are low.
Sure, but she's going to stay skinny.
Yeah.
She's right, though.
She's going to stay skinny and she's going to stay naughty. You get yourself nice and fat.
Yes. Hi, it's Angelina Jolie. I want to talk to Ricky Lake.
We got also on our website, Dynamike website, we have the Lindy picture.
Yeah.
Only because she's got the best, the best defense I've ever heard.
Rob, could you please? Rob does here in the studio.
I've actually changed it.
Rob does the Lindy England pose.
She actually got this pose from Rob.
Okay.
But Mike, look now.
I've changed it. Since we look, you'll want to know this.
Since we've looked at the picture now endlessly of Lindy England standing
right
in front of the Iraqi guys naked, it looks like she's pointing with both hands as if to say, here we go.
Right.
Actually, with the right hand, look at that. She's giving the thumbs up.
She only points with one hand.
Yeah.
Thumbs up with the other.
Thumbs up, Lindy. Enjoy your time in prison.
So she got how many counts? Is it Buzz? 5, 6, 7 counts?
Like six,
something
I
like
think.
That?
Yes.
Okay. Her defense lawyers were in court yesterday to argue about her sentence.
Right.
And this is why lawyers are great.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever get in trouble, you got to get one. Because they say, She did what she did in Iraq.
Yes.
Because she was oxygen deprived at birth.
Oh.
Of course I knew
wondered
that was it.
About that. Yeah.
And that has left her without the ability to make good judgments.
There we go. Well, that's why she was in Iraq in the first place.
Right.
You know, that's like Steve Martin. Maybe the best Steve Martin bit he ever did was, I'm sorry. I forgot.
Right.
I forgot. Where he would go, he's in front of a judge who said, you're going 85 miles an hour. We gave you a ticket. You know you had to pay. And he go, I forgot.
I mean,
back in the day.
Right. Yeah, still, though, it's funny.
Know, now to you, it must sound like
hey, what happened?
That's
a great excuse, though. Oxygen deprivation.
Yeah. How you get a cult following.
It obviously makes it
what happened?
Hard to decide whether or not you should have that eighth piece of cheesecake.
Leave me.
Clouded. You see.
Oxygen deprived. Get that right out to the Republican National
Committee. Yes. let me see. Buzz?
Yes.
You mentioned the ratings earlier this week for the Rosie O'Donnell.
I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm going to do better. I've been practicing. I'm going to do better.
Now, when you call that line, I think you just get the 18 to 49 numbers.
That's right. The overnights for those adults.
In the overall ratings,
yes.
The Rosie O'Donnell movie beat Family Guy and beat Law and Order.
Mm-hmm.
It came in 12th. Overall.
Very strong showing.
In the ratings.
For Roe.
Desperate Housewives number one and blah, blah, blah. However, the Family Guy was number 10 among 18 to 49-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
I have a wife who was a stay-at-home mom. Rob has a wife who's a stay-at-home mom. Mike has an ex-wife who's a stay-at-home mom.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz is sterile. What would be...
He's just nodding over there.
He's nodding.
You don't say anything, you just nod.
Yeah, I forgot it's radio.
What do you think the yearly salary should be? If you really paid her, what you thought... You know this one, Buzz?
Yeah, I read this.
Yeah. Yearly?
Uh-huh.
We can't break it down to hourly?
This is from salary.com, where they've really decided what for the job and everything it entails,
right.
How much you should earn a year. Mike?
Oh, boy. I can answer with complete impunity at this point. I have not the restrictions that my cohorts in the studio have.
Yeah.
Well, I will give an honest answer then.
Yeah.
I will say, honestly?
How much for a stay-at-home mom?
Well, I'm going to be, listen, I don't think they should be ripped off. I think $11,500 a year.
Well, there you go. Can't say fairer than that. Right.
No benefits.
And no allowance for meals.
$131,000 a year.
That's outrageous.
I know that there are soccer moms out there driving their vans right now. They're pumping their fists in the air. I can't say that I disagree. I mean, you know, listen, teachers should earn more than they should.
But that's, of course, only if they're really good parents. That's the top.